Ag leaders in Washington, D.C. are watching what's going on within the ag industry. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Over the weekend, U.S. Senator John Thune of South Dakota, a member of the Senate Ag Committee, talked about the importance of Washington, D.C. and the ag industry.
Well, look, I think that the farmers, and I represent a lot of them, and they want nothing more than open markets. There are markets right now that aren't open to some of our commodities. And as a consequence of that, we've got a big harvest coming in here in South Dakota, corn and soybeans, and no place to go with it. So what the president has said is, I'm going to support and I'm going to help our farmers. And so we are looking at, I'm a member of the Senate Ag Committee, have been for some time, and we're looking at potential solutions to make sure that we can help support farmers until some of those markets come back.
And when it comes right down to it, something needs to change to help out the ag industry.
I think part of it is that the president's trying to achieve with his trade policy reciprocity with countries that have been taking advantage of us for a long time. And I think most of us support that. I think a lot of our farmers support that. They are anxious. They want to see markets opened up. And so when I speak to the president and his team about this, I always reiterate the importance of keeping agriculture front and center when you're negotiating trade deals. But at the end of the day, our farmers are probably going to need some financial assistance this year. And a lot of the revenue coming in off the tariffs is what they would use to provide that.
And this differs from history. As we look back, nothing like this has ever happened before. Money from tariffs going to help out the producer.
Well, I was going to say, and there's precedent for doing that. I mean, there are many times in the past where this is different because you've got tariff revenue coming in, which you can use for that purpose. This is not something that we haven't dealt with before.
And what's missing out of the marketplace is China.
I'm hopeful that the administration, as a function of their trade policy, tariff policy, can get China back to the table, get them buying agricultural products. They certainly did that in the first Trump term.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.